Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Here we are in one of the most beautiful cities in North America, Vancouver, British Columbia. San Jose Sharks facing off against the Vancouver Canucks one final time in the National Hockey League season. Drew Remenda, we just got out of Edmonton, another city north of the border, and they have one of the most unbelievable hockey players in the world, Connor McDavid, who obviously was heavily involved in putting 52 shots on the net, James Reimer strong in goal. There were a lot of good things to take out of this last game. I thought that the way that they sort of contained and delayed the opportunities with Connor McDavid was one of the real positives.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we can talk all you want about it. You don't take moral victories. Well, you're taking right now in the season that the San Jose Sharks have had, you're taking any small victories you can get. You feel it, and you have to still make it fun for the guys to come to the rink. And as crazy as that sounds, I go back to Igor Larionov telling me, Drew, we play hockey, we don't work hockey. And overall, you have to take the positives, because you have to keep these guys positive for the next 11 games. And I thought the energy level was good for the Sharks. I thought that they did, for the most part, keep Connor out of the middle. Connor's always dangerous, period. But I thought they played pretty darn well. And it was an entertaining hockey game. So you take that small victory, you try to add to it, and you try to carry it over in tonight's game against Vancouver, who have been playing very well since Rick Tocchet took over.
I was just over there the other night against the Vegas Golden Knights, and they just, A, didn't quit. B, they're a little bit further along the game than the Sharks are in terms of where they are. Yeah. I think they've been beset by injuries. You know, you lose a guy like, say, Travis Dermott, Tucker Poolman. These are guys on defense. Thatcher Demko was hurt. The list goes on and on for this team. They've managed to stay competitive, and they're kind of in that weird spot where they're not really going to be as much in the Connor Bedard derby simply because they're actually winning some games. I mean, they've won five of their last six games. They lost to Vegas. That gets back to another theory, another thing I want to talk about that is very important with developing a team. That is, what is development? Is development working on guys on their skills to make them be better pros, or is development gained by winning? Does winning equal development, or does development equal winning or lead to winning? I think it's a combination of both. I think that oftentimes the second part, the winning equals development, is forgotten. That gets back to, hopefully, if the Barracuda can make the playoffs, the guys can get some playoff experience, that's a good thing. But I want to just focus on the other part, development leading to winning. What's happening right now with the team that is the development that's going to lead to winning?
Talk to Ken Holland in Edmonton. I always had a really good relationship with Ken. We were just talking about exactly that. That one of the things that they did in Detroit when he took over is that team did a great job of, the Adirondack Rings did a great job of developing players. And they could afford to because they had guys up that were terrific players. And they drafted really well, even though they didn't draft very high. They never had a lot of high picks because they were so good. But Ken Holland believes that you can't win in the NHL if you don't know how to win coming to the NHL. In other words, you're not going to learn it here. The great Ben Hogan used to say when they got out in the golf course, boys, if you didn't bring it with you, you ain't going to find it out here. And that's exactly what it's like in the National Hockey League. If you don't bring it with you here, you're not going to be able to work it and find it here. So you have to develop players. And then that development has to go on into winning games, winning important games, winning playoff games, hopefully winning championships. Jared Bednar was with the Stingrays. in the ECHL.
Right, South Carolina.
Yeah, won a championship. Then went to the AHL, won a championship. Went to the NHL, won a championship. And the Colorado Avalanche players, a lot of them came with him. And John Cooper, won in every league. Coaching staffs, coaches, players have to develop in the minors and develop in the other teams in order to get where they want to get to. The interesting part with the Sharks is that they have, only they haven't grasped it before, but this is they really put a lot of focus on that this year. Mike Greer, that was the one thing that they wanted to do. Build up the pipeline, make sure that you develop players, change the whole system of what they were doing, and fingers crossed the Barracuda can work their way into a playoff situation. But even these games they're playing now, because it's on the season's on the line, hopefully it will harden these players and get them to understand there's a certain way you have to play them if you want to be successful in professional hockey.
But back to the 92-93 season, back when you were doing all the video, you had to do what's part of what's going on now, and that is you have to develop some players at the NHL level, which is a very difficult thing to do. How do you do it?
You really rely on your assistant coaches, and you rely on them from the goaltender coach to your penalty killer coach, all your coaching staff. You do work a lot of video with certain guys. The first thing is identify guys you want to work with. You know, that second year, we did a lot of work with Witz. We did a lot of work with Patty Falloon. We did a lot of work with Robbie Gaudreau. We did a lot of work with younger players.
Tommy Peter.
That's right. I love Tommy. He's back in those days. So we worked with guys that. And it was just a little thing after games. We worked with the goalies. And we had Dave Pryor as that goalie coach that second year. We had Claire Drake come in for that year sabbatical. He was great working with the guys. So you work with them as much as you can, and you try to develop them. And then you rely on your top guys. You know, we had Ducky Wilson. We had Kelly Kissio. We had Dean Edison. We had Hack. We had a lot of Robbie Zettler. Mike Sullivan was a young player then. We relied on him a lot. Mike was a very mature guy, so we were able to use him kind of almost a veteran player. So, and he was very smart about the game. So we relied on them a lot to work with the young guys. Overall, though, I don't think I really understood back then why that was important. Because, you know, as you get older, you start to understand. But back then, didn't quite understand it, that you needed your minor league system, you need your young players to be in a situation where as they got older, you had already prepared them. It's like being a parent. You try to prepare your kids for their next stage in life. And sometimes we fail. Sometimes we do a great job. Other times we've done the best we can.
So let's talk about the Canucks. I think this is going to be one of the most interesting games of the year. Well, each time the Sharks play the Canucks is because we have one of the elite players in the world on the San Jose side, Erik Karlsson, and he has been magnificent all year. Very quietly, maybe because he plays in Vancouver for the Eastern Conference people, but I think Quinn Hughes is as good at distributing the puck and making other teammates better and skating and getting lots of ice time as any defenseman in the NHL. What do you think?
Well, they talked about him the other night, and as we're talking, I'm just looking up his plus-minus because he mentioned something about that, because Quinn gets some crap from people about the way he plays away from the puck or the way he is defensively. You're absolutely
not me.
Well, you're absolutely right that he moves the puck extremely well. He is a player that has tremendous offensive upside. And on a team that has not been very good, and a guy that plays against the other team's top lines all the time and logs a ton of ice time, a very young player, and a team that is not going to make the playoffs, he's plus 60. So he was asked about that the other night, and it was the game that you were at, the Vegas game, and they brought up a quote that he thinks that he's not getting picked on, that people don't look at everything. About who he's playing against and his offensive zone starts versus defensive zone starts and his ice time against the other team's top guys. He has been very good and his defensive game has really developed. Quinn's an outstanding player. His boys know how to play the game. Okay. And he's going to be a fun guy to watch tonight. And you're right. It's a matchup between Erik Karlsson and Quinn Hughes. Although they don't look at it, they're going against each other. You're still looking at two of one of the youngest premier defensemen in the league and one of the older ones.
It's going to be an interesting matchup. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network with all of the exciting coverage. Until now, that's the morning skate coverage for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.